Chapter 18. The Big Rescue.
Find my daughter!
The Sultan shouts.
Immediately!
The Vizier bows.
If I may speak, Sultan. As the magician said, the town of Taid is a full day's journey by horse.
I want my daughter back now!
The king shouts. His dark eyes turn sad.
How did this happen?
He says, shaking his head. The golden squirrel on his shoulder gives him a comforting nuzzle.
Sir Sultan, I say, if I could just explain.
The king and the vizier glare at me. Even Goldie looks angry. I tell them about the magic ring slipping off Jonah's finger and the evil magician finding it, and how he now has control of Karima, our genie.
Silence!
The Sultan yells.
Guards, arrest that boy and put him in prison,
he says, pointing at Aladdin.
He gave us fruit instead of jewels, and now he is somehow involved in the kidnapping of my daughter.
No, that's not fair, I cry.
Silence,
the Sultan yells again.
You and your brother have until 9 p.m. to return the palace and the princess, or you,
he says, jabbing a finger toward me,
and you.
He adds, pointing at Jonah,
and you,
he shouts, shaking his fist at Aladdin,
will all be killed.
The squirrel licks his cheek.
Okay, fine, he says, pointing at Prince, but not you. You're adorable.
Guards drag Aladdin off to the village prison, since the palace and its dungeon are now a day's journey by horseback. The vizier sneers at me and Jonah and Prince, then escorts the Sultan into a carriage without wheels, which is lifted up and carried along the road by 6 men. Jonah and I look at each other in a panic.
We have to go to Taid now.
We don't even know how to get to Taid,
Jonah says as we hop onto the flying carpet. But at least we can fly there, I say. Now that the magic carpet goes higher and faster, we can get to Taid a lot quicker than a horse can. I'm about to ask someone in the street for directions when Prince jumps into Jonah's lap.
Woof!
Prince barks, sticking his nose on the tassel on the left side of the carpet.
Bad dog, Jonah scolds. Prince, you've caused enough trouble. Go sit.
Jonah points at the back of the carpet. Prince sticks his nose in the air and sniffs, then nudges the tassel on the left.
Woof, woof!
He sniffs again and grabs the tassel with his teeth.
Hey, I say, I think he's tracking Dracul's scent.
Woof, woof, woof!
Prince yanks the tassel to the left.
I think you're right, Jonah says. Not bad dog, good dog. Show us the way, Prince.
Prince barks again and holds onto the tassel with his teeth. We fly through the desert for over an hour, and then Prince noses the tassel on the right. Jonah turns, and we soar through another village. A few hours later, Prince barks and moves to the left side of the carpet.
Woof! Woof! Woof!
We're here, Jonah says. I see the palace up ahead in that clearing.
Jonah gives Prince a big scratch behind his ears.
Good boy! You did it!
Woof!
Prince barks, puffing out his furry brown chest. I squint in the hot sunshine. It's definitely the Sultan's palace on a hill. A river surrounds it.
Get closer so we can see what's happening, I say.
Do not, I repeat, do not tip us over into the river. Who knows what's in there?
Got it, Jonah says. Do not fall into the river, or else.
Exactly. We fly right up to the castle.
There's Princess Badr al-Badr,
I say, pointing at a window in the domed tower. The carpet is able to hover just up to the window.
Princess!
I call out. She rushes over and opens the window.
Dracul has proposed marriage, she cries. He expects me to say yes. He thinks if we marry, he can take over the whole world. But I love Aladdin.
We know, Jonah says. You can't marry that horrible Dracul.
I think for a second. No, she definitely can't marry that truly evil magician.
Wait a minute, I cry.
Tell him you will marry him.
What?
Princess Badr al-Badur asks, her dark eyes nervous.
Yeah, what?
Jonah repeats.
Why would she accept that awful magician's proposal?
Because maybe she can get Dracul to give her the magic ring as an engagement ring, I explain. It's the only way to get the ring back from him.
But I cannot tell a lie, the princess says, to Dracul or anyone. It wouldn't be right.
Her eyes suddenly widen and she turns away. I hear the doorknob turning. He's coming. Jonah inches the flying carpet back from view of the window. We listen hard.
Princess, we hear Dracul say, I must have your answer now. Will you marry me?
Well, I...
She begins. Aren't you going to offer me an engagement ring upon proposing marriage? Jonah inches the carpet toward the edge of the window. We peer in. Dracul is staring at the magic ring on his finger.
But how can I give you this ring, princess? You will command the genie girl to take you home.
The princess shakes her head. I promise not to do that, she says. And a princess never breaks a promise.
Well, if you promise...
Dracul nods and slides the ring off his finger. I wait, holding my breath. He hands her the ring. He gets down on one knee to propose again.
Abby, catch!
The princess calls out. She throws the ring out the window. I stick my hand out.
Got it!
I cry. Catchers, keepers!
Yes!
Liar! Dracul yells. Promise breaker! You said...
I said I wouldn't wish myself home, the princess interrupts. That doesn't mean someone else can't.
No!
Dracul shouts, stomping his foot. I rub the ring and Karima appears. Bring the palace, the princess, me, Jonah, and Prince back to the Sultan's kingdom, I tell her. And Dracul, too. In handcuffs.
As you wish, Karima says with a wink.
Poof! Just like that, the palace and the princess are back where they belong. Well, the palace is a bit to the left of where it used to be, but close enough. The Sultan, the vizier, and the guards are all waiting. I glance at the clock on the wall. It's 8:59 p.m. We did it with 1 minute to spare. Phew! The crowd of villagers cheers. The Sultan looks happy. The vizier doesn't look happy, but he never does. The princess rushes over to her father, and they hug. I rub the ring, and Karima pops out.
You did it, I tell her.
And that was a two-parter. You got the handcuffs, too. You rock as a genie.
Yay,
she says. And then she adds, some of the time.
And you rock as a dog, Jonah says, bending down to give Prince a hug.
Arrest that evil magician,
the Sultan yells. The guards grab the handcuffed Dracul and drag him into the palace to the dungeon.
The dungeon better not be small, Dracul cries as he's carted off.
I'm very claustrophobic, and I get really hungry. I'm going to need granola bars.
Jonah and I smirk at each other.
Bring me Aladdin,
the Sultan commands. Guards appear with Aladdin, who looks distraught. But when he sees the palace back where it was, his expression turns relieved. The Sultan calls for silence. A hush falls over the crowd. The Sultan holds up one of the apples.
Aladdin, you were not able to bring me the jewels that I requested.
Aladdin hangs his head.
I'm sorry, Sultan. I tried.
I know I failed to meet your requests, but I want to say that I love your daughter, and I will make it my mission in life to be a kind, loyal, and supportive husband.
The Sultan turns to the vizier.
What do you think?
I hold my breath. Are we doomed? Slowly, the vizier nods.
I believe him. He will make a good husband.
I think so, too, the Sultan says.
Aladdin, I grant you permission to marry my daughter. Welcome to the family!
I can't believe it,
Aladdin is beaming. The princess is smiling. Everyone is cheering and clapping.
Fruit for everyone!
The Sultan exclaims. Abby? Jonah says. I'm really happy for them, but we have one last problem.
We do?
What? I ask. We're out of wishes for today. How are we going to get home?
That is a problem.
But if we can wait till midnight to leave, we'll get 3 new wishes when the clock strikes 12. Can we wait till then?
Okay, let me think. When it's midnight here, it'll be 6:45 a.m. at home. We'll be pushing it, but we can make it. I decide not to think about the fact that my parents' alarm goes off at 6:45. They could catch us rushing upstairs to our rooms. But I guess we have to try. We also have to try and uncurse Mary Rose before we go.
Karima, I ask, now that you're so good at genieing, do you think you can free our fairy, Mary Rose?
Not now, but as soon as the clock strikes midnight, if we wish it?
Karima shakes her head. I'm really sorry, but my magic isn't big enough for that. Maybe in 100 years I'll have the power of the genie of the lamp, but not yet.
Crumbs.
Double crumbs. Well, at midnight we're going to wish ourselves home. Is that okay?
Karima nods.
Yes. Go back to the cave where we first met. See you just before midnight.
I slide the ring back onto my finger. Poof! She's gone.
We don't have that much time, but Jonah, Prince, and I take the magic carpet back through the desert to the mouth of the cave. Aladdin and Princess Badr al-Badr come along to see us off. We get there exactly at 11:45 p.m.
Do we have to go through all the rooms again?
Jonah asks. I really hope not. We only have 15 minutes.
I slide the ring off and rub it. Out pops Karima. She smiles. I'll miss you guys, she says. Your portal home is through the very first room in the caves, the Room of Mirrors. On my count of 3, you'll see a swirl of purple. Just walk right into one of the thousands of views, and you'll be home.
Do you really have to go?
Aladdin asks. Yes, please stay as a guest of our kingdom, the princess says.
I glance at my watch. I wish we could, but we have to go or we'll be in big trouble, I say. We have to get back home, and back to school, and to the final day of the readathon. Sigh. I'll have to watch Penny win. Penny with her $100 worth of pennies. Groan.
I turn to Aladdin. Well, Aladdin, I made you a promise, and I don't break promises either, so the ring is yours. I hand it to him. He holds it in his palm. Karima bows to him.
I would like to make a wish, Aladdin says, for the street kids, the ones who aren't as lucky as I am, to have a palace of their own.
I'll do my best, Karima says. Aladdin wishes for a palace for the street kids. Then she wiggles her fingers, and a little scene bubble appears in a sparkly haze. We can see the road where the kids play and sleep. But a castle has appeared with domed towers of various heights. Where there was dirt is now a grassy meadow. Sleeping boys and girls wake up and cheer and race inside.
I did it! I created something new!
Karima cries, then wiggles her fingers and the image bubble disappears. The princess smiles. I'm so happy for them.
And us, she adds, smiling at her husband-to-be.
Me too, Aladdin says. The princess and I don't need anything else. We have each other, and that is enough.
He hands the ring back to me.
Thank you for inspiring me to reach for the stars. The princess is the brightest star I have ever known.
Brighter than the laser stars? I ask with a wink.
Aladdin laughs. Much, much brighter.
And I don't burn elbows, the princess says. Jonah cheers.
We get to take home the ring, he says. We'll have our own genie in Smithville.
Jonah, you know we can't do that.
Oh, wait. I should wish for a spell book,
something that will help us set Mary Rose free. I have one more wish, I say. It's that... But then I stop. Because if I only have one more wish, I know what I have to wish for. I smile at Karima. I wish to free Karima from the ring. Karima's eyes widen. Suddenly, there's a burst of purple haze, and the strings tethering her to the ring disappear. Karima gasps and dances from side to side, front to back. I'm free! I'm really free! Thank you so much, she says to us. Do you still have magic powers? Jonah asks. Yes, Karima says. I have magic, but no master. I make my own decisions. And all I want is to stay right here and help all those kids. Did I mention I love to cook? I can wish up the ingredients and make feasts every night. Aw, I say, that's really nice. Jonah bites his lip. He seems to be thinking about something. He walks over to Aladdin. I was going to ask Abby if we could bring this home, but I want you to have it after all. He takes the rolled-up magic carpet from under his arm and hands it to Aladdin. Aladdin smiles. Thank you, Jonah. The princess and I will have many adventures on it. Oh, Karima says. It's 1 minute to midnight. You and Jonah and Prince had better hurry to the Room of Mirrors. One, two, bye, Jonah and I say to Aladdin, the princess, and Karima as I scoop up Prince in my arms and we rush down the stone steps into the Room of Mirrors. And then on Karima's count of three, there's a swirl of purple and we step through together. We're going home.